Blog Talk Radio.
Yeshua HaMashiach. We want to say happy Sabbath to everyone and welcome to another edition of Yah's Global Kingdom Ministries. We have come out of the Feast of Tabernacles, and on this morning we have our brother Isaiah bringing the precept, judge not that ye be not judged, or judge not lest ye be judged. So I want to say happy Sabbath to everybody. I'm going to do the statement of faith and I'm going to turn it over to my brother. Let's see here. Confirmation statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. I believe all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim, according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I am a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I am of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I am a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Chapter 3, verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep His commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give the Most High a hand clap of praise. Thank you, Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yah. Thank you, Yah. Hallelujah. We thank you for today, Father. We thank you for our confirmation of faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yah. Glory to your name. All right, I'm going to turn it over to my brother Isaiah. Peace and blessings, brother Isaiah. Shabbat shalom.
Hey, peace and blessings, brother Miles. Grace and peace, bro. It's good to hear your voice.
Likewise.
It's good to hear all you guys' voices. Oh, yeah. Amen. Amen. Oh, it's been so long. Hey, the Father's merciful. Grace and peace, family. Grace and peace, and thank you for tuning in to the Bible Blog Talk Show. Well, to Yah's Global Kingdom and to the Bible Blog Talk Show, to the Spirit of Meekness and Charity. Grace and peace, my name is Brother Isaiah, and I'm going to be reading today for myself and also teaching lessons to say myself. And one more time, just in case if we have any new listeners tuning in, the name of the lesson is called Judge Not That Ye Be Not Judged. You know, and when I was putting this precept together, I said all the time, you'd be surprised when you look words up, you know, and you get, and then you go into those synonyms and to get a really, really good understanding on what that word means, because we can have an understanding of what a word means, but at the same point of time, brothers and sisters, woo, when you go through these synonyms, you'd be like, oh man, I got work to do. You know, it's because it's so easy to slip when you don't know the full definition of a meaning. You know, so on your own time when you're reading your Bible, you get you some special time with God and stuff. You know, definitely how this world is, if they could, they'd work you 7 days straight. You know, but whatever special time that you get with the Most High and you're reading your Bible and stuff, or however way you do it on the phone or, you know, with your book, you know, it is very important to make sure that you have yourself a glossary, you got yourself a strong concordance so you can break down the new from Greek to English, and you can break down the old from from Hebrew to English, you know, and get a really good understanding on what you're dealing with. It's because you could be told something, but at the same point in time is you will get a foolproof understanding on what a word means. You know, that's another thing too. So we're going to look at judge not that you be not judged. And then we're going to look up a couple of words in the definition. You know, we may or may not slip in a certain way. It also gives you a better understanding on how the devil come and creep into our hearts. Remember, the Bible said that he transformed himself also into an angel of light. But he ain't turned into an angel of light just to do good, but he that's smooth with it, you know, he can get you with some good and have you believe it. Have you ever thought about maybe we can pass judgment on people and not even know that might be a sign from the devil? So we got a couple of things we want to get into, and I really want to touch on this topic because how the Lord deal with me, I like to deal with things in a way for us to think for ourselves, you know? So we really got to take heed to this precept. We really do got to take heed to this precept. So I'm going to start us out in the Lord's Prayer. And then after I finish reading the Lord's Prayer, then I'm going to read a Psalm scripture from the Bible, and then we're going to get into the precept. Get my scripture I'm going to read. Okay, amen. All right, sisters, all brothers, please cover your head. all brothers, please uncover your head, and sisters, please cover your head. And if possible, let's face east towards Jerusalem so we can pray in.
After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
All right, so let's go ahead and get us a psalm reading so we can get started. God is our refuge and strength, a very pleasant help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river and streams thereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her at that right early. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord. With desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in the sounder, burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us, for God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. The reading was taking place from the book of Psalms, chapter 46, verses 1 through 11. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, as always, brothers, it's about to be pure razor blades of lemon juice. As always, slicing and dicing and healing. So we've got to get into this precept and understand this meaning of judge not that you be not judged, because you got to understand there are a whole other different ways of us to judge. And a lot of we might not be too, we might not understand it. But for us to understand it, we got to go through the Bible to understand what this book is talking about. So what we're going to do, brothers and sisters, is go into the book of Matthew, chapter 7. The book of Matthew, chapter 7, and what we're going to do is pick this up at verse 1. The book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 1. I'll give you a second to get there. The book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 1, and here we read. Judge not that ye be not judged. For what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why boast thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but consider not the beam that is in thy own eye? Oh, how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thy own eye? Thou hypocrite! First cast out the beam out of thy own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and it shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Amen. So now what we understand here is that the book is telling us, judge not that ye be not judged. Because that same judgment of measurement you give to people, it shall be added to you again the exact same way how you gave it out. So the book is telling us, don't judge. Judge not that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. Right? So before we break down the rest of this stuff, let's get the definition of judge. And this is what blew my mind. So, I was a little nervous when I was putting this together because I was like, Lord, ooh-wee. This ain't looking too good for me. So let me put this in the precept. Maybe you have mercy on me and we can try to do a little bit better next time. So this is the definition of judge. The definition of judge in a verb, it means form an opinion or conclusion about. The synonyms, it means to believe, it means to think, it means to say, it also means to guess. How many of us knew that judging also means to believe, to think, to say, and to guess? So without no full 100 identifying proof, a lot of us say and mention things we probably shouldn't be mentioning. Because if you ain't see no bloodthirsty eye, you ain't see full proof with your own eyes, then it'll always be a his story, her story, and the truth. Three things. But if we don't have the full, if we don't have the full proof of something, the book will probably tell us not to speak on that matter. Now, this is not telling you to be boo-boo the fool and be stuck on stupid and you seeing all these signs and you just still sticking around. And the precept not talking about that. The precept is talking about making a better judgment, because there's nothing wrong with judging righteously, but we got to get our own opinions out of the matter. So if you want to give your opinion, if you want to give your thinking, if you want to give your own hypothesis, your own educated guess, you give your educated guess according to what's written in the pages of the book. That's the only way to do a righteous judgment without you getting in trouble. But when you go and, I think he did this, he might be doing that. Let me go see. You know, then we in that judgment seat. It's because the Lord did tell us to judge righteously. But at the same point in time is, if we're not aware, we can't be judging one another. That is a way that God told us not to judge one another. So the definition of judge means to form an opinion or conclusion about. And the synonyms mean to believe, think, and guess. So if the definition of judge is believe, think, say, and guess, then that means that this conversation is going directly up under the same conversation as a talebearer. You know, a talebearer might reveal secrets and stuff like that, but the same point of time is, ain't no telling how true that story is anyway. So then about time, you know, you tell one person, about time the 15th person heard that same conversation, the whole thing is different. You know, Isaiah was playing basketball on the Sabbath day, you know. About time it get to all the talebearers and the whisperers, about time it get to me, Keenan was playing basketball on the Sabbath day. He went out to a barbecue. He went and got his hair cut. He went and got his feet done. He went and go bought shoes. The whole story is all jacked up because you only got half the story anyway. It's constantly added on. But the book is telling us that the definition of judge in a verb is to form an opinion or conclusion about. And the synonyms is believe, think, say, and guess. So when we're doing these precepts, so today on the Sabbath, when we're doing these precepts, I want you to remember believe, think, say, and guess. So we got to remember those things, because now we're about to go into the scriptures and find out pure judging in the wrong way. So let us go into the book of Numbers chapter 12. The book of Numbers chapter 12. And we're going to be in here for a little second, a little hot second, not too long. But we're going to go into the book of Numbers chapter 12. The book of Numbers chapter 12. And what we're going to do is pick this up at verse 1. We're going to read verses 1 through 2, and then we're going to skip and read verses 14 through 15. 1 through 2, comma, 14 through 15. Numbers 12, verses 1 through 2, if you're going to skip. Verse 1. And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, have the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Have not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. Right? So now, when you look at this conversation, Miriam and Aaron is speaking against Moses because he married himself an Ethiopian woman. For one, did you see a pillar of cloud come down and the Lord check Moses because he's dating this Ethiopian woman? Isn't his face still shining bright as ever? He got to wear a piece across his face so you can't see him because it's so bright? Isn't he still taking care of all the law of business, all the statutes and judgments? Isn't it like in verse 3 say that he's the meekest man upon all the earth? So if you see all of these things that this man is doing and definitely taking care of God's business, Why would you voice your own opinion on what he's doing? Why would you even feel that you had the gall to believe, to think, to say, or guess on your brother's matters? But they're talking against him. He's married Ethiopian woman. They upset. They whispering. And if you go to the sending them to the scriptures, that means what? Judging. They judging Moses. They are judging Moses according to their own feelings, how they feel. But then the Bible says, judge not that ye be not judged, because whatever matter of judgment you give, it should be given to you. So let's read this stuff. Let's get down to verse 14. If you're going to read verses 14 through, let me see. No. I actually did that wrong. It's 1 through 2. And then, matter of fact, we're just going to read the whole thing. We're going to read verses 1 through 15. We're going to read verses 1 through 15. It's because they passed the judgment on their brother. And let's see how the Lord feel about this whole situation. Because sometimes you might think you're doing the right thing. Well, he's doing this. No, you need to do this. No, he ain't doing this. He ain't never did that. You know, so, you know, we talk like that. But at the same point of time is behind closed doors, we don't know what God doing with anybody. We don't know. We could put our mouth on somebody and not even understand that maybe the Lord is using that person for the next great purpose in this wicked world. We'll never know. But sometimes through our ignorance, it makes us say certain things we shouldn't be saying. But the Lord is about to check these two. So we just read verses 1 through 2. And what we're going to do is get down to verse 4. And we're going to keep reading. Verse 3. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses, and unto Aaron, and unto Miriam, come out ye three unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And they three came out. And the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud, and stood in the door of the tabernacle, and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I the Lord will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. Now, did y'all just catch what we just read? Now, remember, in verse 1 and verse 2, they was talking about Moses behind his back. But then when God appeared, was it all three of them together? So what that tell us? They talking bad about him, but they going to keep their mouth shut when he around. You know, like how sneaky people do? They talk about you all bad behind your back, but then they your friend in your face. And what you think God doing? God telling all they business. Since you want to go tell your brother business, I'm about to tell your brother all your business. Because the same measure you meet, you're going to get the same measure again. So you're doing all this smack talking behind your brother back, but I'm about to go ahead and reveal to your brother what y'all been talking about. Since you want to be all up in his face smiling and laughing, you know, chilling with him. But then when he out and about with his wife or his old lady, you're talking about him behind his back and you passing judgment on him. You're saying all type of things against him. But I'm going to let my servant know every single thing you said about him. But let's go ahead and keep reading. Let's read verse 6 again. And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I the Lord will make myself known unto him in a vision. And will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches, and in similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. And Aaron said unto Moses, alas, my Lord, I beseech thee, lay not the sin upon us, wherein we have done foolishly, and wherein we have sinned. How come Aaron didn't say that before the Lord told him to come for them three to come out of the tabernacle, to come out the tent? Why is he saying it now? Don't you know if Aaron would have said this stuff to Moses back at the tent before they were talking about behind his back, they probably wouldn't even got a whooping like that. But it takes a beat down and being nosy and being in other people's business instead of taking care of your own matters for these type of things to happen. But Aaron's scared. Miriam falling down. I don't know what's happening to her. She's turned leprous. But you can tell that they are in a shock. Verse 10 again. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle. And behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. And Aaron said unto Moses, alas, my Lord, I beseech thee, lay not the sin upon us wherein we have done foolishly and when we have sinned. Let her not be as one dead, of whom the flesh hath consumed when he cometh out of his mother's womb. And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, heal her now, O God, I beseech thee. And the Lord said unto Moses, if her father hath spit in her face, should not she be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut out of the camp 7 days, and after that let her be received in again. And Miriam was shut out from the camp 7 days, and the people journeyed not till Miriam was brought in again. And afterward the people removed from Hazeroth and pitched in the wilderness of Paran. So now we just it's like when you just really sit back and just focus on what's happening. You pass judgment on your brother, you're judging him, you're thinking, you're saying, you know, you're giving your own opinion on this righteous man. And then when he's in your face, you want to be all smiley and dandy. But then the Lord just turned around and used that same judgment that they did to him on themselves. Ain't too much happened to Aaron, so he might not have been talking too much. But Miriam must have been doing all the talking because the Lord took care of her. Or because, I can't even say that. Well, I can't even say that. It's because Aaron is the top dog in the Levitical priesthood, so he couldn't be unclean. So maybe that's the reason why he didn't get checked like that. So I can't even put all that on Miriam. But the Lord was angry at both of them because they're passing judgment and judging their brother. And then about time he back in their face, they ain't saying nothing. I know they couldn't have not said nothing because Aaron told Moses they sinned after Miriam got whooped. So it's obvious that Moses probably didn't have a clue what they were saying. But being a good brother he is and a loving brother and being the meekest of the earth, The one you were talking about behind his back and passing judgment on was the one that had the tools to get you healed. So that's why it's not always good to believe and think and say or guess on matters without 100 full proof. Or even if you did have 100 full proof, the Bible said we all filthy rags and we all fall short. The Bible said the righteous is scarcely saved. I'm too busy in the vineyard trying to get myself right to be worried about what anybody else is doing. Because there's so much work to be done, it's enough for your whole life. But we shouldn't be passing judgment. And just in case, like I said, I put this precept together for me because I dropped the ball on this one. And if you drop the ball on it, then, hey, we all can bleed together and hope that God heals us. Because I find myself doing these type of things. I find myself judging. I find myself believing and thinking and saying and guessing on certain matters without full proof. All I'm doing is giving my own ignorant, educated guess. And if you have given your own ignorant, educated guess, then we all can love one another and we all can just try to do a little bit better. And dot these scriptures down, and we can go through them or something, you know, and just try to heal and make ourselves better. But I ain't passing judgment on nobody. This is for me. It's because we understand that when you believe something, you think something, or you opening your mouth in particular or guessing something, that throws you automatically up on the same pedestal of a talebearer. So then what we have to do, brothers and sisters, is that we got to go through some scriptures and look at this talebearer is because if it means, if a talebearer reveals secrets and is always gossiping and saying things on certain matters, a part, the definition of judging is saying something. Saying something. So, a talebearer passed judgment. Let's look at some scriptures on the talebearer so we can understand that it goes hand in glove with these definitions we read today. So what we're going to do, brothers and sisters, is go into the book of Leviticus chapter 19. The book of Leviticus chapter 19.
We're in the book of Leviticus chapter 19.
And what we're going to do, brothers and sisters, is just read one verse. You know, just lay here and there. Not too much. The book of Leviticus 19. And what we're going to do is pick it up at verse 16. Verse 16. Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people, neither shalt thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I am the Lord. So what we're interested in only is the talebearer part. It said, thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer. So what we're going to do is that we have to find a proper definition of the word talebearer. Because we already have the definition of judging, and we looked at the synonyms, and they go almost like hand in glove with what the talebearer means. But it's just still important to go check talebearer out. So we're going to stop the precept for a second and then pull up this definition on the word talebearer. The word talebearer. It means, well, it's the definition is talebearer, and we're going to pick it up in the noun. Talebearer in the noun, it means a person who maliciously gossip or reveals secrets. One that spreads gossip or rumors also. Okay, so they gossiping, they talking, they saying whatever. Man, you know this and that. Oh, man, you know that's not another. You know they did this. You know they did that. You know this and other. They probably did this. I believe he would do that because my whole understanding is that he a dog, such and such, such and such, such, such. All of those things is planned out to the exact same conversation of what? Judging and being a talebearer. It's because the reason why I really want to use this word talebearer in this precept is because the definition of judge also means to say. So if you're saying something, that means you're talking. And if you're talking, that means you're bumping your gums. And if you're bumping your gums, that means you're jawjacking. Isn't that gossiping? But the Bible is telling us don't do that. It's because you think you know something, but then what if you turn around, it wasn't even nothing like that. Have you ever thought somebody was a certain way so bad until you got a chance to know them and then you just had to shake your head and just put your head down? I know I had to do that a couple of times in my lifetime. Or you in particular, yourself. You know, you trying to live right for God. You're trying to do what's right for the Most High God. You know, so you're watching what you eat. You're watching what you're saying and stuff like that. You know, and then certain people think that you're some type of special person. You think you super religious or whatever. You know, you think you're too perfect. You think you're better than everybody else. You think you'll make no mistakes. You know, because a lot of people get that thought process of us because we try to live our life right. But the same point in time is that some of them will sit back and just talk to you, you know, because you know the life we live always bring curiosity to the world. So you doing your thing at work or however way you do it, you know, maybe at school or whatever, at your job. You know, people pass judgment on you. You think you're somebody special. You then turn around and sit down and have a conversation with you one day. And then, you know, the Lord hearken their heart, and now you showing them scriptures on why you behave this way. And then what do they always say? Man, I didn't know you was like that. I didn't know you was this nice. Man, no, he cool as hell. No, well, excuse me, he's cool as heck. Dang, I didn't even know that. Oh, man, she cool. She down to earth. I didn't even know that. All right? So even though they give you your due credit, how you think that make them feel about trying to get home? Make them feel like crap. Make them feel bad. Because I've been sitting here using my own judgment towards this person, saying they this, they that right there, how I don't like them. But all I had to do is just sit back and have a decent, legitimate conversation with this person. How many times have we went through stuff like this? Or how many times have we accidentally or through our ignorance have passed judgment on other people and then come to figure out it was nothing even like that? So this is why it is very important to check words out, to check definitions out, you know, to check out all these things, because we got to understand something. It is very important to look up every freaking thing you read in the Bible. There's nothing wrong with listening to great teachers. You know, Brother Miles do great lessons for healing. Praise God on that. The Lord allowed me to put my things together. Praise God on that. But at the last day, you have a brain for yourself. You have your own understanding. You have your own mission that God wants you to do. So there's nothing wrong with listening and taking heed to it and learning. But you better believe, go home and get this understanding for yourself. You know, you might want to start from Genesis to Revelations. Make sure you got your glossary open. Make sure you got your dictionary open. Because everybody's salvation is in their own hands. So this is how I understood this. This is how the Lord gave me a chance, opportunity to understand what this word judge means. Because I'm telling you, boy, my head is low to the ground right now. Because I have found myself doing this exact same thing. You know, to loved ones. You know, the devil's so tricky at times, he'll throw a thought in your head and see how you, you know, to see your reaction to it. And when he see it bothers you, then he just constantly keep coming. And the reason why it's constantly keep coming is because we're not sitting down and focusing in on what these words mean. Because once you understand what they mean, you know how the devil is playing them. If you know how the devil is playing them, you have a better chance, opportunity to fight a good fight. Not saying it's going to always win, but the more you practice at it, it should overpower the negative thoughts. So I want us to understand that. So what we're going to do now is, brothers and sisters, is going to the book of Proverbs chapter 11. The book of Proverbs chapter 11. I'm going to give y'all a second to get there. The book of Proverbs 11. I said that like that was the book of Habakkuk or something, you know, one of them hard ones to find. Everybody know what Proverbs is at. So what we're going to do is go into the book of Proverbs chapter 11. And what we're going to do, brothers, hold up. I think we read Proverbs 11. Did we read Proverbs 11? No, we didn't read Proverbs 11. The book of Proverbs chapter 11, what we're going to do is pick this up at verse 13. And all we want is verse 13, the book of Proverbs 11 and 13. Verse 13, a talebearer revealeth secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. Right? So we only dealing with the talebearer part. It said talebearer revealeth secrets. You know, how many times have we revealed secrets? But how do you reveal secrets? You reveal secrets by judging that particular person. And how you judge that particular person is because of the synonyms. It means to believe, think, say, or guess. Those are all judgments. So when you're revealing secrets, of course, it becomes a poison in your mind first because you're deciding on if you want to go tell somebody business or not. And then what's the next thing you do? The next thing you do is that you have to believe it. Because in order for you to believe it, you're going to have to say it. So you're thinking on it, then you're saying it. And now you're telling people business because now you have just proven that you like to be a talebearer, like to reveal secrets, like to see what people, their shortcomings are. So you can find yourself in the situation, you can find yourself in a category on judge not that you be not judged, and then you can also fall directly into the same category of being a talebearer. So that's like a double chocolate drop down punch of sin. But I don't want nobody to think that this precept is not telling you, this precept has nothing on about judging righteously. We're not talking about judging righteously. This lesson is not about judging righteously. This is just about your everyday life on what you say and what you do. This is what this precept is about, brothers and sisters. And so I have nothing against judging righteously. But the same point in time is that we're not dealing with that today. We're only dealing with our everyday actions when you're out and about, you at job, you at school, or whatever you got to get done, when you're at home with the family. You know, it's just putting us in a better understanding on how to please God. That's all we're dealing with today, okay? So now let us go into the book of Proverbs chapter 20. The book of Proverbs chapter 20. And what we're going to do is pick it up at verse 19. And all we want is verse 19. Proverbs 20 and 19. He that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets. Therefore meddleth not with him that flattereth with his lips. So it says, he that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets, therefore meddle not with him. So a person that love to talk, a little person that love to say things about other people, the ones who love to give their own judgment on people, the ones who like to give their own hypothesis on people, you might want to be careful with that spirit, because we all should know that spirits latch on. And if you don't want that spirit to latch on to you, then you have to depart yourself from that individual. It's because we have way too many shortcomings ourselves to be meddling with that madness, with that foolishness. So now we're going to deal with something that is very, very interesting, brothers and sisters. Very interesting. It's because since we understand that the definition of judge not means to believe, think, say, or guess, and also form an opinion or conclusion about. So since we understand that, so now we should understand how the devil can get a little tricky with us. You know, have you ever thought about something so bad to the point it got you out of your character? 9 times out of 10, that's probably the devil. Just think about it. You go on by your way, you go on by your business, you know, and then this thought come in. And then you constantly keep thinking about it. Without full identifier proof. Have any of us ever just lashed out on that situation and then come to figure out it wasn't nothing like that and you made the situation worse than it could ever have been done? Have any of us ever did that? Let's find out what could be the cause for that. So let us go into the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11. I'm in 1 Corinthians. I meant to say, 2 Corinthians. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And what we're going to do is pick this up at verse 14. Matter of fact, we might as well... Let's read 13 too, you know, so we can get ourselves in the, you know, in the mood for what we're about to read. Let's pick it up at 13. Verse 13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Did you know that the devil can even deceive you with the scriptures that's written in the pages of the book? Do you know how tricky this spirit is? You can be so far up in thinking you're right on something and not even understanding that you could be messing around with the wrong spirit, because he's not going to come to you as this happy. I mean, he's not going to come to you as who he is. Go do this. Ah, remember, go do this. Ah, it's after he got you already. But all he's doing now is just playing around. Throw that thought in there again, playing around. Yeah, you know this, right? So he's coming to you what? He's coming to you as if he's your friend. You know, might sit down on your shoulder, you know, conversate for a little bit, you know, whatever permission God give him before he got it going by his way. But we also understand that the book of Job, you know, he could be asked for a trial to see how far we up, and the Lord might accept it or he might not. So you got to understand, too, with our thought process. This is why we're doing the word judge not. And understand the word judge not means to believe, think, say, and guess. Well, if you put a thought in your mind and you start to believe, think, say, and guess without the proper understanding on what's being done, whatever situation you're going through, then you might turn around and say something. You might turn around and hurt somebody. You might turn around and people have this negative opinion about you. You know, you're a good person. You're a good person, a good-hearted person that's trying to serve God. But the devil can make you behave in a certain way and saying nothing you would do can change someone's thought about you. What if you start acting mean and nasty, you know, and cussing people out, flipping over tables off of this word judge, which means to believe, think, say, and guess? What if you've been meddling around with those thoughts for so long and to the point you're going to behave in that matter? So the Lord could be using you for great things, but he can't use you for great things now because the people he wants you to uplift, they're looking at you as if you're the evilest thing that ever walked around because of your behavior. And a lot of times, the reason why that happened, brothers and sisters, is because we got to understand, too, that the devil will come to you as who he is. He'll come to you as your friend, and he'll come to you as if he is an angel of light, transformed. So he will be like, hey, you. He will be like, what's happening, my brother? You okay? You need something to drink? You can read your Bible all day. Just go ahead and rest a little bit and pick it back up a little bit. He can come to you like that. Why do you think when you make a judgment on something, why do you think when you say something, it has to be only what is written in the pages of the book? That is the only way you can do a matter right. So this is why, you know, on our own time, we need to stand our Bibles, look words up, and get an understanding on what we're doing. Because you're so crafty and tricky, if you ain't in your word like that and gird it up, hey, ain't no telling what he can get a good brother or sister to do. So this is why we need to gird ourselves up and understand that the devil can transform himself into an angel. That ain't no problem. I don't come to you how I am. I'm still come to you like I'm your friend. And not knowing that it's going to destroy everything you're trying to get done. Think about that. So now let us go into the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, because this is going to help us out a lot too. Instead of behaving in certain situations in these type of matters, let's see what's going to help us out big time. And this is what I'm working on. Well, knows I'm trying to work on this. Let's go to the book of 1 Thessalonians. First Thessalonians, chapter 4. And what we're going to do is pick this up at verse 11. So all we want is verse 11. First Thessalonians, chapter 4, verse 11. And that ye study to be quiet, and to do your own business, and to work with your own hands as we commanded you. So the best way to be in a pretty good situation. It's not to say nothing at all. You know, and not to react on that matter. Because remember, the Bible said vengeance is God's. But how can vengeance be God's if we constantly keep saying, thinking, guessing, saying things we shouldn't be saying? Because the last thing that's left now is to get that rage and anger out of you so you can act a dang on fool. But in order for us not to act like we lost our last cotton-picking mind, let's study to shut up. Let's study to be quiet. Let's work on minding our business and to focus on what God got in store for us. You know, the Lord used, let's put this metaphor in colors. I want you to focus on the color red. I want you to focus on the color blue. I want you to focus on the color pink. Oh, yeah, you do well the color purple. I want you to work on black. I want you to work on white. I want you to have the color brown. Right? So that's our mission in life, that color he gave us. Study to be quiet and focus on the color that God has given us to do. And that's that portion of the work in the vineyard. You know, if somebody call you and need prayer or need answers and stuff like that, then you do your job as a servant of God. And after you finish doing that business for serving God, study to be quiet and focus on that color he has in front of you. And work hard at whatever God give you. Work hard at it. You know, if God gave you the heart to do that podcast, then do it with your heart, with your might. If you a poetry writer, do it with your might. A writer, you know, an artist, a painter, computer design, whatever God has given you to do that you can focus on bringing forth the ministry, you do it with all your might and heart. You don't owe no explanation to nobody. You just do what the Father has given you to do. That's the only thing that matters. It'll keep us in a very, very good spot for the Most High God. So it said, and that ye study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands as we commanded you. All praises. Another thing, too, is why you think the Bible says study to be quiet? Because we all got to go back to this battle we have in the flesh. Let us go into the book of Romans chapter 3. The book of Romans chapter 3. The book of Romans chapter 3. And what we're going to do, brothers and sisters, is we'll pick this up at verse 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You know? There's not a righteous man on this world that hath done good and sinned not. On your own time, read the book of Psalms chapter 99, verses 1 through 6. If Moses, Aaron, and Samuel dropped the ball, oh my gosh. I got too much work to do. I don't know about y'all. I'm talking about myself. I got way too much work to do. It's because it go back to that conversation when the Lord told Samuel to anoint the next king of Israel, which was King David. What did God tell him? He said, I have found a man that is going to perform and do all my will. So whatever that color, remember that metaphor we was talking about? So whatever colors that God put in front of you, and metaphorically speaking, your work in the vineyard, that's his will he wants you to do. Perform all that will. That's what this thing is all about. Of course, it's about the fatherless, the widows, the poor. That's top notch. That's golden top notch. But at the same point in time is that God wants us to perform all his will. You know, you find your flesh, you're not trying to deal with your flesh, but you are doing everything in your willpower to do every single thing you can with the work in the vineyard he has given you to do. So let us perform all the Father's will. Whatever he put in front of us, do it to your might. And don't look back. Now let us go into the book of Acts chapter 2. The book of Acts chapter 2. The book of Acts chapter 2. And what we're going to do, let's pick it up at verse 40. Because this is another one too. This is what, you know, that keeps me strong. And just to keep me focused on what God gave me to do. Acts 2 and 40, that one verse. Here we go. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. So when we get past the judgment, we get past the believing, the thinking, and saying, and guessing what other people matters. You know, in passing judgment, you know, not ignorantly not knowing what we're doing. But once we focus, understand, the Lord told us to save ourselves from this untoward generation, then that means that everybody should be focusing deep down and strong on what God has given them to do. Amen. Now let's go into the book of Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. The book of Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Let me see something. I put this here for a reason. Okay, here we go. Cool. Amen. The book of Galatians 6 and 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap also. And remember, we're going back with the judgment. With the believe, the say, the think, and all the other kind of stuff. We've seen how that took part in the book of Numbers chapter 12, verses 1 through 16. You know, you find yourself talking bad about somebody, then the Lord turn around and do something bad to you. You know? Or we just too out of character. We just too much out of character with our behavior. You know? Or we saying the wrong thing. We treating people a certain way. It's going to be added to you again. Now let us go into the book of John chapter 5. The book of John chapter 5. The book of John chapter 5. And what we're going to do, brothers and sisters, we're going to pick this up at verse 30. The book of John chapter 5, verse 30.
I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, right? So whatever he hears, okay, he said, you know, I can't do nothing by my own will. You know what I'm saying? It's all about God. But the things that I hear and what people tell me, that's what I judge. So that's what I believe, that's what I think, that's what I say, but that's what I guess. So now we're going to look at the flip side on the good part of this. So, like, once you're in that position, how to play it out correctly. So let's look at how the conversation is going again. It's a, I can't of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just, right? So when I judge, when I say, when I guess, when I do what I say, it's just and it's righteous. Why? Let's keep reading. Because I seek not my own will. So when I give you my judgments, it's not what I think. It's not what I say or guess according to my own fleshly thoughts. I'm not going to judge you like that. But when I do judge you, you better believe it's going to be perfect, just, and good. Keep that in mind, because we're breaking this whole thing down. because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. So when I do my judgment, you better believe it's perfect. When I say something, or when I guess on something, when I say something, and if I think on something, and if I believe something, it's going to be right on the money, it's going to be perfect, it's going to be just, and it's going to be good. It's because it's not going to be my fleshly thoughts that I'm battling in the flesh. Or I'm not going to be talking about a half conversation on what I think or what I know. But whatever judgment that comes out of my mouth, whatever I say, whatever comes to my mind, or whatever comes to my thought, it's going to be only what's written in the pages of the book. It's going to be thou shalt not, and it's going to be for it is written, or it's going to be thus saith the Lord. So when in our thoughts, in our mindsets, when people come to us with certain situations, it should only be for it is written, or thou shalt not, or thus saith the Lord. That's the only thing that should be coming out of our hearts when we're talking, or when them thoughts come, or when that tricky devil try to come through here and act like he our friend. The only way to catch him in his land, what he doing, is what's thus saith the Lord. He throw a little sneaky thought on your brother. He might say something to you. Hey, go check that matter with him. Another thing, too, is don't speak evil against your brother. So I can't even think like that. So even though it's a friendly thought, I know it's from the devil. So if you're going to do any thinking, any saying, any guessing, or saying anything out of your mouth, it should only be for what is written in the pages of the book. That's the only thing. Now let's go to the book of John chapter 7, a couple of pages over. John chapter 7. And all we want is verse 24. John 7 and 24. Judge not according to the appearances, but judge righteous judgments. Right? So we got to understand it in the book of John chapter 5, verse 30. You know, them perfect judgments is only what's written in the pages of the book. But we're in the book of John chapter 7. And verse 24, and it told us, judge not according to the appearance, right? So don't ever give appearance on the outlook of somebody, even if they got a pissy look on their face. They just probably got messed up facial expressions. I be like that sometimes. Sometimes I be looking sad, but I'm happy. Sometimes I be looking like I'm mad, but I'm just thinking hard, you know? It could be anything. Or how they dress, you know, or how they talk, or how well they talk. You shouldn't judge them according to that. But when we do our judgments, it's going to be what's written in the pages of the book, and it's what your actions is telling us. So we're not going to do our own believing and thinking and saying just on that particular person, but it's going to be only what's written in the pages of the book. Let's move along. Now let's go into the book of Romans chapter 13, Book of Romans 13, and all we want is verse 1. The book of Romans 13, verse 1. Let every soul be subjected unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. So let us be subjected unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. So the only thing that we should be focusing on is the high above powers that's sitting in the third heaven. And you know, and he has given us a book to read to understand it. And this is what I'm telling us is that when you on your own time you're reading your Bible, please have yourself a glossary. Please have yourself a Bible concordance so you can translate the Greek to English and the Hebrew to English. So you can really sit down and buckle down on what the passage is actually saying to us. And then you take that about to your everyday life. Okay? Amen. Now let's go in the book of James chapter 4. The book of James chapter 4. James 4, and all we want is verse 11. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. So we got to be careful. We've been looking at this judge all day with our own thought process and saying what we feel and think we need to say. Or to believe what we feel and think to believe. The only thing we should be thinking and believing in and have an accurate thought process on is what's written in the pages of the book. So this is why we need to judge righteously. Not by our feelings, not by our own thoughts, but what's only what's written in the pages of the book. Now let's go to the book of Romans chapter 2. And I have one more after this. The book of Romans chapter 2. The book of Romans chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Romans 2, verses 1 through 3. Give you a second to get there. Verse 1. Therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judge, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest doest the same things. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to the truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgeth them which do such things and doeth the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? We go keep reading. Verse 4. Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? But after thy hardness and impenitent heart treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. So let's look at verse 3. And it said, and thinkest thou this, O man, that judgeth them which do such things and doeth the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Right? So we're sitting here judging on what somebody else is doing, but then turn around, we're doing the exact same thing. You know, we want to say and believe that, you know, this person is this person is that. I think he's doing this. My conclusion is that right there. And then turn around, you're mingling with the same flavor. Don't you know it's a judgment for that? So if we do these things, we're still alive. And the Lord said that charity cover a multitude of sins. So let's learn to love one another. Let's learn to love our brothers and sisters. You know, and let's learn to say well things about people. Let's try to learn how not to think in a negative way when it comes to people. Let's learn not to have a negative opinion of our brothers in our heart. Let's try not to hate them. Let's still try to love them. Because chances are that, you know, if we've been mingling with this conversation, it might be hidden through the charity work and the love for the brethren. Okay? Let's go to the last spot. Let's go to the book of Ephesians chapter 4.
book of Ephesians 4 and 29, and this is last.
Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. So let no corrupt communication proceed out of our mouths, but that which is good to the use of edifying. So when we're talking and we open our mouth up, it should only be to edify. Now, I know we're in this Western diaspora, and I know it's not going to always be like that. But let's try to make it the best way we possibly can for the Most High God, and to ask and pray for strength so he can get us to that edifying voice at all times. It's because that corrupt communication we be reading about all day. That's that talebearer and judging. So when we open our mouth up, let's try to open our mouth up to only to edify and to help those that's in need of salvation. So through the grace of God, brothers and sisters, I hope you got some understanding on this precept and understand this word judging, which means a form or opinion or a conclusion about, and a synonym is to believe, think, say, and guess. Let's be careful with that. And we also need to understand, too, that the devil can transform himself into an angel of light, and he might be able to deceive us in this particular matter. So through the grace of God, I hope we get some understanding at this precept. I turn things back over to the host, and I thank y'all for y'all time.
All right, amen. Let's give this brother a hand.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
On anybody. That we don't go around tail bearing. That we don't that we show some love. But that we judge what? Righteously. So my brother was clear about making sure that you understand that, you know, he's not talking about judging righteously. He's talking about your everyday conversation. Those conversations that you have with people that might turn into gossip or backbiting or something that it ought not to be. So, amen, brothers. I'm going to re-mute your mics. If you have something you want to say, just press the number one, and we will open your mic, make you live that way so that we don't have a whole lot of background noise. But great precept, Brother Isaiah.
Amen.
So if you have something you want to say, just press the number one.
Can you hear me?
Hey, shalom.
Yes, who's talking?
You don't know my voice by now, Brother Miles.
it was coming across choppy.
Okay, because I'm in this desert, so okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, yes, amen. Ma'am. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you. All praises to the Most High Yah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Great, great, great precept, Brother Isaiah. We missed you. Oh, MB, thank you for this precept.
Oh,
thank
amen.
You. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I just wanted to say that's why I wanted to say this, because people think I'm crazy, but I know I'm not. I always... I think since I was like 2 years old, 2, 3, 4, 5, I don't know, but I've been taught about that agape love. I remember that word agape. I remember sisters in the church, Sunday church, whatever church I went to. I didn't even look at the banner, the denomination. I just went to church. I just seen a cross. I went to the church. I was always taught to always have that love for your brethren, always to fast and pray for your brethren, even if they're wicked, you know, even if they're not like doing what they're supposed to do. The Lord said you're supposed to stand in the gap for your brothers and sisters in Christ. So me, Rhea, that's what I try my best to do, because I look at myself and I'm like, OMG, look at what I'm doing. I would want somebody to pray for me. I want somebody to fast for me. I want somebody to talk to me. I would want somebody to correct me if I was doing these things that my brothers and sisters are doing. If I was in their place, I would want somebody to just please, like, let me fast for Rhea. Let me pray for Rhea. Let me call Rhea and check on her and see what's going on with her. You know, I'm not going to judge her, because I know I've been there. I don't know how that feels to be in her shoes right now, but I know that I'm her brother and sister in Christ. I'm going to check on her and see how she's doing. Or she doesn't even have to know that I'm fasting for her. This is just between me and you, Father. I'm going to fast for her right now because I see that she needs it. She needs that strength. So that judging thing to me is something else. It's funny how we judge everybody, situations, but put yourself in that person's shoes and say, if I was acting like this right now, would I want somebody to judge me or criticize me or whatever? Would I want somebody to stand in the gap for me and really pray for me to get up out of that wickedness or get up out of whatever it is that I'm going through to be deliverance? And churches now, they don't talk about deliverance. They don't talk about healing. You know, we talk about salvation. We talk about prosperity. We talk about the, you know, law, statutes, and commandments of God. But what about deliverance? What about devils? We don't talk about the devils. We don't talk about the kingdom of darkness versus the kingdom of light. That stuff is real. The spiritual warfare, it's real. So I just want to say, because there's a lot of people online, I'm going to yield the mic, but this judging thing, that gets to me, because I'm telling you, the Lord's going to tell a lot of people, depart from me, you work of iniquity, I never knew you, because they're going to say, I did a lot of things in your name, Father. And he's going to say, yeah, you did a lot of things in my name, but what? You were still working iniquity. And like you said, get your dictionary, get your thesaurus out. Look those words up. Look the synonyms up to these words. And then you'll get a clearer understanding. When you do, before you do, ask the Father, the Holy Spirit, to fall afresh on you so you can get that clear understanding of what these words and synonyms mean. And when you read in your scriptures, that you get a true understanding of what that scripture means or that verse means. You know what I'm saying? So thank you, Brother Isaiah, for reminding us to judge not, lest you be judged. So I'm just so renewed right now. I'm just feeling great. I'm letting you know that my mind is like, woo, I'm refocused. And just thank you for reminding us of that, because every day that you wake up, give your first and your best. That was yesterday. Whatever happened yesterday, that was yesterday. If you fell in error, your brother and sister fell in error, pray fast, repent, love, have that long suffering. You know, I don't think people understand what long suffering really means. I don't think we do. That long suffering, that agape love, amen. So I yield the mic on that.
All right, amen.
Amen. Amen.
763-438, you're live.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom, Sister Mary.
Awesome lesson. You know, in Numbers 12, 1 and 2, when Miriam and Aaron judged Moses, and in Numbers, in verse 2, they got jealous of him. Look what they said. And they said, has the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hasn't he not spoken also by us? They got jealous. So judgment goes in a lot of directions. That's why you say,
amen.
Judge not.
Amen.
I yield the mic.
All right, amen.
Amen. Good catch, sis. Good catch. And thanks, too, Sister Red. That was some really good wordings, too. I yield.
All right, Brother Isaiah, anything you want to say to close? Oh, hold on. We got somebody else raise their hand. Hold on a second. 651-746, you're live.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Hey, Shalom.
Hey, Brother Isaiah. Happy Sabbath. That was a great lesson. I just wanted to say that lesson was an awesome lesson and powerful lesson that you put together. Excuse me. I know myself. I have done those things in my past and maybe even now, and I have to constantly check myself because the Bible says that God rains on the just and the unjust, and we don't know who God is using. We don't know. And I am guilty of that. You know, I will, you know, tell the truth and say I've been guilty of that. You know, when people, even at my job, especially in my family, be like, ooh, girl, she thinks she all that. Ooh, look at her. Ooh, da-da-da-da. And instead of me saying, well, you don't know that person, don't do that. And, I say, you know, I don't know that person. I'm not going to, judge a book by its cover. Because I don't know that person. But I thank you for putting this lesson together because that is true. We don't take the time out to really get to know people. And instead of, you know, praying for them, like Sister Ray was saying, instead of praying for them because we don't know what they're going through, we don't. And instead of praying for them, we tend to put our mouth on them. And like I said, I have done it myself, but let's just encourage one another, build one another up instead of tearing one another down, and start to learn to love one another and heal one another, because we need it. We really do need it. And I yield the mic.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen, sis.
612-384. 612-384. You're live. Going once. Going twice.
I don't know if he knows his mic is open.
Shalom. Can you hear me? Shalom.
Hear me? Shabbat Shalom, Brother Nye, Brother Isaiah, Brother Keith. Shalom. How y'all doing?
Hey, Keith, how you doing, bro? Shalom.
Hey, grace and peace, brother. Good to hear from you and my brothers and sisters. It's a blessed day to be a part of this. It's very important, more than we can even understand or imagine. You know what I'm saying? Everything you said was right. And the fact of the matter, you didn't have to. Brother Isaiah, you didn't have to guess about what you was doing. The Lord put it on your heart to do, thus saith the Lord. That's a commandment, thus saith the Lord. So, like, the same thing in this, in dreams, visions, the slumberings of your bed. He did that. I thank God for you. I thank God for God because of the fact of the matter what you did. That gives people hope. I mean, it's not just about reading the book, you got to understand what he's trying to get us to understand. And as much as I keep constantly mentioning that same thing that the Lord put on my heart, judge not, lest ye be judged. I know we all go through these trials and tribulations, but the Lord won't put us through anything that we cannot handle. So I look at the fact of the matter when we be murmuring and stammering and stuff. He say, the Lord say, peace. Be still. So before we can even think anything, he's trying to help us, guide us on our journey through the gate to the kingdom, you know. And he also say he'd be like, it's better to say nothing than anything at all. So that's what gives us reason for pause. Everything that you said was correct. You know what I'm saying? Even what happened to Joseph. And he had a coat of multicolors, but people couldn't understand him. But they had to understand what he believed in the Lord. So I believe this, that all men and women should sit and wait upon the Lord. Excellent lesson, brother. And with that, I close. I love y'all.
Hey, we love you too, bro, and thank you for the powerful word. Thank you.
813-730. Your mic is open. You're live. 813-730. Shalom.
I was
Shalom.
Hey there. I was reading in 1 Corinthians 2 before class, and it was talking about how I am the person who's spiritual, judges all things, but he himself is judge of no man. If you have the mind of Yeshua HaMashiach. And there's many called in Christ who maybe will be misunderstood on purpose and for the glory of the Father. And people will put their mouth on them, and that can still, and that's you know, that's okay. You know, but it does say here, you know, that those are some people that are walking in the spirit, is judged of no man. So that, I mean, that right there, I was blown away by that this morning. But thanks for the precept, and hope, you know, people obtain unity in the spirit and just let go pride, and that we might all be one body in Christ.
Amen. Amen, sister. All praises. Thank you.
All right. Are there any other comments? Well, I want to say again, brother, excellent precept. And, yeah, you've been missed. I'll call you a little bit later today. And you have any closing words?
No closing words. No closing words.
All right, amen. All right, amen. On this evening, the precept will be, sin is costly. Sin is costly. This is not going to be what you think it is, though. So I encourage you to come out. We know the wages of sin is death, but sin also costs you in other ways that you may not know. And I don't know why we haven't looked at this in modern times, what the Most High was doing with his people and how he had set things up. So we're going to be in the book of Leviticus this evening. Sin is costly. With that being said, Brother Isaiah, will you pray us out?
Amen.
Heavenly Father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Heavenly Father, I ask that through the precept today that you give us a better understanding on the wordings that you have given us today, Father, you know, with the word judging and, you know, being a talebearer. Heavenly Father, I ask that you strengthen us in these things and to definitely strengthen us with our own shortcomings and the words that come out of our mouth. I ask that you strengthen us and bless us and encourage us to be better people. These things I pray, Heavenly Father, and to strengthen us and to keep your mercy on us with your rich mercy. And we all know your mercy endure forever. Bless us and allow us to maintain and stand your mercy, Heavenly Father. These things I pray, Father. Bless you forever in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. All right, until this evening, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, sin is costly. May Yah keep you and may he bless you and give you favor in all that you put your hands to. Shalom.
Shalom.
Sing his praise, which dwelleth. have no beginning and you have no ending. I think it's amazing, it's beyond my understanding. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, 'cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, 'cause I'm just a man. You're always there to teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, he lives forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worth a perfect. And his kingdom will reign forever. Sometimes all I want to do is jump, lift my hand up high and stomp. Clean me with the water, baptized, get dumped. I'm filled with the rock and now I'm drunk. Oh, one time for Shabbat. I'm working every day, can't wait for my rest. Holy days coming and I'm impatient. Hanging with the Mishpachah, good vibrations. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, 'cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, 'cause I'm just a man. Always said, teach me the way. I pray that I never fall.